Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. Jesus, wonderful Savior, reveal yourself to us. I ask that you bless those and touch those who are listening. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We are eternally grateful for everything. And we come to you in the powerful, glorious name of Jesus Christ. The subject of this very short message is righteousness, which Jesus spoke about often. Remember, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added unto you as well. Sometimes that word, you know, we may not fully understand it. Here, the main thing, I do truly believe, the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord, is the Lord. And when we find him, he reveals all things to us. And he will reveal what this word really means, righteousness. And let's remember, the glory of the Lord is the answer, the solution, the reason we're on the earth. Man was born to know God, and the supreme end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with him, with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He's the most glorious, most wonderful, beautiful person in the universe, and that's the answer. It's very simple. If anyone wants to know, you know, what's the real answer, it's meeting him in that way, seeking him with your whole heart, loving him with all your heart, and at the same time, of course, being in proper relationship with all people. Okay, and this is fascinating when Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God. Well, we may even wonder, okay, what exactly is the kingdom of God? Jesus, that was his main topic. It's all so simple. So simple. I want to keep emphasizing. We can go in many, many different directions and ways and do all kinds of things. The greatest thing is just knowing Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and his presence, his glory. He'll reveal all of this to us. You know, we are very fortunate to have the Bible and the Bible in many translations. And I was just looking up this a verse from Isaiah 45:19 that has the word righteousness. Some of the translations translate that word truth. So here's and remember, Jesus spoke about righteousness often. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. That's the Holy Spirit. First, the verse, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's Matthew 6:33. The Amplified says, but first and most importantly, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you as well. So it's just important to look at the main thing, which is when we find him, we find everything. We will understand, you know, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, the Lord himself and all that he is and his character. You know, he revealed his character to Moses, merciful, gracious. You know, that first one, merciful, we will be able to be merciful to those around us, those here's Isaiah 45:19. I'll read it from the New King James. This is says, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Some translations, as I said, say, I, the Lord, speak truth. Speak the truth. I declare what is right. I speak only what is true and declare only what is right. You know, God is so awesome and perfect. Amen. What brought this up was, I just want to touch on this briefly. I mentioned yesterday there's Christians, many Christians, millions are being greatly persecuted around the world. We also know that many people in the world, Christians and non-Christians, suffering greatly, very poor. And so it's sometimes one of the big objections people have is they look at Christians in the developed world, the first world, and especially, let me go to an extreme, and just, you know, they look at ministers and preachers who might be, Christians who are living well and in prosperity, whereas there are Christians and people in the world suffering greatly. What's the answer to this dilemma, so to speak? Well, the main thing is that a believer be doing what God tells them to do. That's the main thing. Okay. We as humans only have a capacity as a person, as a human, to deal with a certain number of people. Studies show a pastor can only pastor, I think it's something maybe at most, I don't know the number, but it's like 100 or less people. You know, we as humans can at most have, they've done studies to find that we can at most have 5 best friends, and it's probably closer to 4 or 3. Notice that Jesus Christ himself had his 12 disciples, but then he had the 3 that were closest to him. Okay. So we've just got to do what God tells us to do. Basically, I think a big objection many people have is they say, oh, look at these Christians who are living so well, and even preachers and ministers and evangelists who are asking for money, you know, and they're living in a nice house and have a nice car, whereas there's people in the world suffering greatly. I mean, this is a big objection. Well, I don't have all the answers on all of this, but number one, we should just be doing what God tells us to do, period. Number two, we really should not judge other people. In the way that we judge, that judgment comes back on us. Jesus revealed that. He said, with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Okay, and here's number three. I'll try to finish with this. This is the greatest thing. If someone gets the anointing, the presence and the glory of God, they can provide to people in need something priceless and beyond, that's worth more than all the wealth of the world multiplied times infinity. Someone can be healed physically, delivered, set free. They can find salvation, which, I mean, you can give someone millions and millions of dollars. Well, the anointing, the presence of Jesus is infinitely greater than not just millions of dollars, all the wealth of the earth. So if we, you know, that's one way to look at it. If we really want to help people, get the presence of Jesus, the glory of God, and then you're truly helping people on this earth, okay, and even for eternity. That's better. Okay, now again, I'm not judging. If someone's called to help people in need, specifically poor people, that's wonderful. That's great. Again, go back to number one. We need to do what God tells us to do. Okay? But I think this is important to understand. Look at Jesus Christ himself as a man. He healed, really, multitudes. In many places, he had masses of people following him, and it says he healed them all. People, you know, he was giving them things that money cannot buy. It's just awesome. Let's use Jesus as our example. That's what we should do. He was fully man, fully God. He had the anointing, of course. And so people, he provided to them things that money could not buy, that they could not get, much greater than money, much greater than giving them, money and providing their practical needs. They got healed, delivered, set free. Amen. This is glorious. So this kind of reveals that when other people judge, let's say Christians, preachers, evangelists, and especially, I hesitate to even use the phrase, but the prosperity side of the gospel, of people, the prosperity preachers, you might say, if they have the anointing, they're providing something much greater than giving them money or providing their practical needs, okay? And so we should not judge. Now, if someone's doing something wrong, certainly we can, we should not agree with that. But I think this is a powerful truth that the presence of Jesus, the glory of God, infinitely greater than all the wealth of the earth and everything in the world multiplied times infinity. And one of the first things is salvation. I mean, think how awesome. I mean, it's more important for people who are suffering and who are poor. It's the absolute most important thing is that they get saved. Eternity is what matters. This is another way to look at it, another angle. That's the most important thing in terms of a person's soul and their eternity and so forth. Okay, then if people are in need of healing, any kind of healing, well, Jesus offers that. They could spend all the money that they could ever have and not get healed through the traditional human ways. Jesus can heal them. Amen. And it goes on and on. He can deliver. He sets free. He does all these wonderful things. Okay. Thanks for listening.